It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Dave and Doreen, along with Marcus, the morning KLH. Well, last year, 2023, was the year of discovery for Doreen, but she's continued this year. How many, you said we're 3.5 months into the year and you're...
I'm at like 40 something.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So let's see, about 43, 44 things this year.
And you know,
so that's half, if we're 90 days in or 100 days in the year or whatever. Yeah.
So this is like yesterday was a twofer for you.
It was.
Okay. What'd you do?
Well, I went to the art museum. I've never been. I've been inside the Calatrava for a wedding and for a charity event, but I've never gone into the art museum. I've been on the grounds where they do the Lakefront Festival of the Arts, but not inside. And they're doing Art in Bloom, which is local florists put together these pieces that are in front of or near or around one of the pieces of art. And then their flowers sort of, I don't know, enhance the piece or kind of go with the piece. Like you can see they have the same colors and it was really beautiful. And then we walked through the museum, which I had never done before. So it was a lot of fun. Now, Art in Bloom is only this week. It opened yesterday and then it's done on Sunday, but it's sold out for the year.
Oh.
It's a hugely popular event.
Right.
I mean, the museum was packed. Like it was hard to even get near some of these floral arrangements. So if you want to go to, obviously you can go to the museum any other time and see whatever you want. But if you want to do Art in Bloom, you have to wait till next year. But
it's worth it though.
Totally worth it. I thought it was beautiful. I didn't know what to expect. And
right.
And I saw some pieces in the museum that I were shocked that were in there. Like my dad and mom collected a lot of art from Mexico, but they also collected, I didn't know this, some pieces from Haiti when they were there. And in the museum, they have large pieces of this Haitian metal art that my parents had some smaller pieces,
wow,
which was really cool.
I bet that blew you away,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't take any pictures of those because I was looking at them and I was talking to my daughter about them and going over it. And then
that's okay. You were having an experience.
I was. So you'll have to go see them yourselves at the art museum.
Okay.
And then last night I went to Spamilton.
So tell me how Spamilton was.
It was really good. Now, I have not seen Hamilton.
No.
I know what it's about. I know the songs, you know, but I've never seen the play. And so I didn't know if I was going to get Spamilton, you know, because I thought if this is a whole parody on Hamilton, then maybe I won't. But it wasn't just a parody of Hamilton. They parodied the Book of Mormon, The King and I, other Broadway actresses and Annie. It was great. I laughed throughout the whole thing. And it wasn't very long. It was like an hour and a half, maybe, length.
It's great for our age.
Yeah, because it started at 7:30, so it was great. But I couldn't believe the cast was extremely talented, very funny. So Spamilton is going on this weekend, too. It was at Vogel Hall inside the Marcus Center, or the
Performing Arts Center. Yeah.
I highly recommend it. It's this weekend. Go see it. It's quick. It's fun. You'll laugh, I promise.
And you went with listeners too, right?
I mean, there were listeners
we had
there.
Giving away tickets.
Mm-hmm. We gave away tickets. And then, I went with one of my girlfriends. It was a lot of fun. I highly recommend the show. The only thing that was really disappointing to me was there was no program. You had to scan the QR code.
Oh, that's the way it goes now.
On your phone.
Oh,
but then
okay.
Even on my phone, like I didn't.
That is a whole topic for another day, but the QR code thing.
I was disappointed.
Drives me nuts.
Look, they can only accommodate us old people in, a couple of ways. You get the short show, but you got to adapt
right.
to it.
But you know what? I would have paid for the program, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, don't just give me the
playbill.
It's a
great souvenir.
Yeah, but also because I like to see what their songs
the stars are.
Yeah, and who they are and where they're from. And you can't do that online, but it's also rude. You can't have your phone on, when the play is on.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, during the play, just like to open it and go, oh, yeah, that was whatever. Mm. So.
I do want to reiterate that if you have any suggestions for Doreen, you can email them to us. mornings@wklh.com.
Or you can find me on Instagram at @DORENE965WKLH. I just got a couple of messages there the other day that I'm responding to. So please, I want your requests, ideas.
Big day for Doreen yesterday. She goes to see a Spamilton And then, of course, the museum, which shockingly you had never been through before.
I know.
Pete Holmes said when you go to a museum, well, you have to have a plan.
When I'm at a museum, I'm not looking at a painting to appreciate it. I'm staring at it, trying to figure out how long is appropriate for this one. So when I walk away, the other people watching me aren't like, well, he didn't get it at all. So I make my serious face. I go, But up top, I'm just like, Honey Nut Cheerios! But when I'm at the museum and I find the name brands, when I find the Picassos, when I find the Monets, I feel good. I'm like, these are the good ones. People are going to ask if I saw these. I'm going to buy magnetic representations of these to prove that I wasted my day here.